on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard with you for the next 3 hours, live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resorts and Casino. Really good guests today on the program, including Michael Lombardi, coming up in about an hour, and so much to go over as we recap championship weekend and start to dive into the Super Bowl featuring the Chiefs and the Buccaneers. And the Buccaneers, of course, Pauly, winners of a game yesterday in Lambeau Field, covering the spread, winning outright on the money line yesterday in a very dramatic game that was filled with a zillion blunders that we'll talk about throughout the entire show. And it's going to take me a while to get that ending and that decision by LaFleur to kick the field goal out of my head.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's going to be with me for, I'm not even exaggerating, many, many years.
Yep. It's a 35-5 run now in the championship games. Pick the team to win the game. They cover the spread. And I hope after what happened yesterday, in both games, take the points guy, and I'll trust my defense guy, goes away forever. I mean, I don't care if you have the 85 Bears. It's Tom Brady. It's not that hard to pick up a first down. And I don't care if you have 7 timeouts. It's not that hard. And then what McDermott did, kicking against Mahomes.
Hey.
You know going in, you're going to, I'm just sick of, trust my defense. You know you're going to have to score mid-30s. To beat Mahomes on the road. You just know, because you look at the stats and you look at what he put up in all of his losses in his career, what we ran down Friday with the exception of the Indy game. I mean, you know you're bringing a knife to a gunfight. That's what McDermott did. But I could not believe. I'm like, what? Crosby? He's kicking a field goal. This is all you need to know. The Brian Mahoney tweet, who's on the show many times. The guy covers the NBA for the Associated Press, and Mahoney tweets, I don't really follow this, but you know, I know enough about football that you want to give the ball back to Brady with 3 men? Not a good idea. I've been watching, you know, I paid attention the last 20 years.
I don't care if you have 6 timeouts.
Yeah.
Right. And 2 different 2-minute warnings. Right. The decision to give him the ball back when it's an 8-point game.
Mm.
Now, I'm going to make a case that people are going to remember that more than anything else. That's not why they lost the game. I mean, the first half was comical.
Sure.
How many things went wrong? But that decision at the end of the game, and then you saw how, I mean, if you watched any of it, and we'll play some Aaron Rodgers here coming up in a little bit, but he sounded depressed for the first time in his life. He,
yeah.
You know, he's Mr. Like, he did this years ago. R-E-L-A-X. Yeah. Relax. We're going to be okay. He never flips out. He never sounds like he's sad or depressed. And that's one of the first times, I think, in his career where it's like, down to the dumps, don't know what I'm going to do. It wasn't my decision.
Absolutely. Who knows if he'll ever get back there again?
Of course.
Will he be a Packer next year? Yep. And at some point, you got to win some of these, right? He's got the same record in conference title games as Donovan McNabb. He's lost 4 in a row now. I mean, you got to find a way to win. I know a lot of things went against him. He's had some bad coaching decisions. But you also how one game could change everything. The only conference championship game he won was when Cutler tapped out. Imagine if he doesn't win that game, what we're saying about the guy.
He has as many NFC championships as Tom Brady.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, it's just,
I know. Brady ruins it for everybody.
He does. He does. And that, you know, he's going to hand off the baton to Mahomes potentially after 2 weeks from now.
Right.
It could be the same thing then.
Sure.
We will recap all of the blunders in the games coming up next.
This is Brent Musburger, and here is your VSiN Action Update. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Tom Brady and the Buccaneers will meet Kansas City in Super Bowl 55 at Raymond James Stadium February the 7th. The early line, Kansas City laying 3 as the favorite. Tampa Bay with a win at Green Bay as a 3-point dog, 31-26 win the NFC title, while Kansas City won at home over Buffalo 38-24 as 3-point favorites. The total of that one, 55.5, went over at 62. In the NBA today, the Philadelphia 76ers laying 7 at 3-13 Detroit. 76ers have won 3 straight. Virginia, 6.5-point home favorite against Syracuse. VSiN has all of the Super Bowl betting angles covered. The best place to start is with our big game betting hub at VSiN.com/Super Bowl. While you're there, get the free big game betting guide with trends, strategies, and data to make the most of your betting decisions. Go to VSiN.com/Super Bowl, VSiN.com/Super Bowl. With your action update, I'm Mike Sena.
Get the latest VSiN odds at VSIN.com. And remember, cashing tickets is what it's all about.
We'll be right back. OddsTrader.com studio here at Circa Resort and Casino. OddsTrader.com. Download the free OddsTrader app right now. Start winning with up-to-the-second info that you need with real-time bet tracking, live in-game odds and stats, and you can compare sportsbook sign-up bonuses all at OddsTrader.com. So the Buccaneers go on the road, and they became the first team since Rodgers did it in 2010 to win all three playoff games, and now they're hosting the Super Bowl as well. By the way, in 20 minutes, I did not know that they were going to do this until last night when Schefter tweeted this out. Something new this year for the Super Bowl that I had no idea about. We'll run that down for you. But so all-time bad decision by Matt LaFleur to kick the field goal. I know some analytics people will come back and say, well, the percentage to win actually goes up from like 25% to 27%.
Al Michaels line. I'd like to see the math on that one.
Yeah. Again, you're giving the ball back to Tom Brady, and your defense has been a laughingstock outside of Jair Alexander all game long.
And you still need a touchdown.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
Yep. And by the way, they were struggling to score. I know they did twice, but inside like the red zone, inside the 10 yesterday, their execution, they were not getting the job done. So it wasn't going to come easy regardless. But here you see the situation, and you know, Pro Football Reference, they do a great job. You can search a lot of things on there. But if you search the, you know, the decision of the terms at their website covering 1994 through last night, teams that trail by 4 to 8 points, it's fourth down in the red zone between 2 and 3 minutes in the fourth quarter in 115 situations, matching the those terms. Teams attempted a field goal in three of them before last night. Three out of 115.
Yep. You have one coach whose motto is no risk it, no biscuit. And that is a game-changing, all-time move, whether it's Arians or Brady or both, with the decision, let's go for it before halftime at midfield, okay? And then it leads to the horrific King mistake and the touchdown. How big is that? So you got one guy going for it fourth and three near midfield. They get the first down, and it turns into a touchdown, and you got a guy kicking a field goal with one of the best red zone offenses of all time, and he decides, no, I'll trust my defense here, and never gets the ball back. So there it is. That just... ridiculous. And you saw Rodgers' frustration afterwards. I mean, you just get, when you're in the same company as Dan Quinn, you know, it's a horrific decision.
Yeah, last guy to do that.
You know, and I don't see if you agree with this. If you put up the Michael David Smith, I thought the same thing watching the game live. Now, who knows what happens, but it looked like Rodgers could have walked into the end zone there on third down.
It sure did.
I mean, here's the screenshot. He said Rodgers blew it. Look at it. I mean, that's after he stops, and then he turns to throw the ball. Mm-hmm. So it looks like he has a clear path to walk into the end zone. He's old, but he can still scoot. I mean, I think he gets in there to score the touchdown.
Well, Paul, even if he doesn't get in, like, it's going to go be fourth and goal from what, the three?
Right.
The two-yard line?
Right. If he doesn't get in, he's damn close.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But that's just all you need to know. One guy's aggressive. One guy's going for it near midfield, fourth and three. And then it becomes a touchdown.
Yeah. By the way, Aaron Rodgers, before in the game, when they actually had to settle for the field goal, he was 0 for 3 to Devontae Davis. Davis had the one drop.
He threw it.
What did I say?
Davis.
I'm sorry, Adams. He threw it behind him, but that's where the ball was supposed to be. He's supposed to come up with that catch.
Yep.
And
he had Lazard and Tonyan wide open on third down.
He did.
Both of them are wide open. I don't know how he missed Lazard.
I have no idea. Yep.
He's standing right in front of him.
But think about this. So he was 0 for 3 going to Adams with one drop on goal-to-goal plays to end that drive. He was 17 of 19 with 13 touchdowns to Adams on goal-to-goal all season during the day.
Oh, God.
17 of 19 for 13 touchdowns. And the Packers failed to score a TD on three goal-to-goal drives in their last two games. They failed to score a TD on only four goal-to-goal drives the entire regular season. And that's where the Buccaneers' defense came up huge. Rodgers was off a little bit. They weren't on the same page. They couldn't convert, and, you know, so many things. So here's the – tell me where what I may have missed here. Here's the list of things that I made of the Packers going wrong yesterday, the multitude of misses here for this team. First of all, Kevin King's jump on the pass to Mike Evans for the first touchdown. That was one of the most poorly timed jump attempts I've ever seen in my entire life, and Kevin King should be forced today to quit the sport of football on national TV. That started off the game. How Tampa started on third down.
Oh, my God. It was embarrassing.
I couldn't believe what I was watching. They were 6 of 7, and I tweeted this out, and everything was Third and 13, they pick up 14 yards. Third and 7, oh, 15-yard touchdown. Third and 9, oh, they get it. The deep ball to Godwin, that was third and long. They pick up 52 yards.
How about the third and 14 dump off to Godwin for 3 yards that works and no one tackles him? I mean, 27, 15, 15, 15, 52, 20. That's what they gained on third down. Some of the big plays.
Yeah, yeah.
And then on first and second down, 3-3, 1-0, 3-0, 4-4, minus 3.
Yeah. I mean, look at this tweet from Barnwell.
Yeah, get a stop. Come on. And you saw LaFleur was losing his mind after the third and 14 to Godwin.
Sure. On average, it was third and 15, and they were getting them.
Yep.
Ugh. How about the Green Bay kickoff coverage?
Horrendous. And I wasn't paying coach's attention all year, but I know that Crosby's got a big let. You can't kick the ball through the end zone? You keep giving him the ball at the 35 or the 40-yard line? What are you doing? You're not Belichick. You're not the Patriots.
Right, right.
Your kickoff coverage stinks. It was that way the whole year. What are you getting cute for?
Yep.
And almost one of the reasons you lost the game, because
yep.
field position was a big deal. And also turnovers. I said it Friday. I said, how's Green Bay going to lose this game? They have to have silly turnovers. Well, they had two silly turnovers. Now, one could have been called a penalty, but the other one, again, you turn the ball over deep in your own territory, and Tampa Bay will make you pay. But between the special teams fiasco, silly turnovers, that'll do you in. But also being able to take advantage of this stuff. If I come in, if I tell you Friday Brady's going to throw three interceptions and a half, you'd say all in, unload on the
Packers. Of course,
but this Tampa Bay makes you pay. They forced seven turnovers. They took seven takeaways in the playoffs. Cashed in six touchdowns on the seven, and the other one they ran out the clock against the Saints. So they take advantage and make you pay. But the other thing, and again, as you run this down though. You got to win some of these games, Aaron Rodgers. You can't keep you've had Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers since 1992. You got two rings.
Huh?
That's embarrassing.
30 years.
But in the last 20 postseasons, 20, there's a quarterback has thrown three interceptions and a half twice and won the game. Both of them have done it against Rodgers.
Yeah.
Wilson in 2014 and again yesterday. You can't lose games like this.
Yep. The Seattle game may have actually been worse than yesterday. I'm not sure. I have to go back and watch it again because it's been a long time. But that one, again, was a blown game and a blown opportunity by Green Bay. I know Michael Lombardi is always big about the middle eight, you know, what you do with the ball in the final 4 minutes of the first half and then what happens in the first 4 minutes of the second half. Well, here's the situation again. So after they settled for a field goal and they could not connect from Rodgers to Adams to tie it up, it's 14-10. Well, they get the ball back. So then we're looking at the Packers now down 14-10, decent field position, plenty of time, right?
Big sequence,
And they were moving the ball, and then the thought is, okay, if you can actually go down here and score, you're going to get the ball back at halftime and maybe score again. Oh, they're in a great situation. Instead, what happened was they turned the ball over twice, and the Buccaneers scored two touchdowns on top of it. So it's 14-10. Packers have the ball. You're right. A couple things here. They missed the false start on the offense, the left tackle for the Packers, which led to, I think, the very next play where they missed the defensive holding on the interception. And then it's Buccaneers ball. It's third and three, by the way. And nice job by Redmond because you whiffed on the INT, which who knows what happens at that point, but you're probably going to halftime trailing 14-10. And then on fourth and three, we saw what happened. They think it over. They come out. They throw the touchdown. They're up 21-10. Incredible sequence for that to happen. And then, of course,
Petten, King.
The whole thing. I mean, that was Jets Raiders all over again. That was Greg Williams personified right there.
They don't have any timeouts. What do you think they're going to run? It's either going to be a quick pass to the sideline or it's going to be deep.
Right.
What do you think they're going to do?
Right.
And Miller runs right by him.
Astonishing.
Oh.
For the first half to go like that for Kevin King.
Oh, Lombardi's going to go off.
Oh, of course he is.
But you know, the St. Brown drop on a two-point try, huge. You're all over that. The Jones fumble to come out, and that's how you start the second half. That's enormous. But I could say it could have been out of control, though, too, right? How about the Johnson drop early in the game? That's going to be
very big.
Could be 14-0 Tampa. How about the play by Rodgers, third and 15 in his own end zone, hit Lazard on the sideline?
Yep.
What a throw that was in a catch. That led to a touchdown.
It did.
If they get a stop there, the school could be out. Evans. How does Evans' prop stay under? How many drops did he have? Then he's wide open. Brady misses him.
Yep.
Turns into an interception. He was wide open again and dropped it. Would have been a big play. So Tom throws three interceptions and a half. I mean, it could have been out of control. But then you're thinking down 18, you still think, well, Green Bay's going to come back and win this game. But there was several big plays there. But the mistakes and the coaching errors and other business, it was bizarre to see that. It was a weird second half. I'll just put it that way. So many mistakes and errors.
Yep. Well, I mean, put it this way. Green Bay showed up in the first half with what, as I called it yesterday, like maybe their D-minus game, D-minus game. Because offensively, they were still pretty good. But defensively, they were just, my God, all-time bad.
Yeah.
And special teams, same thing. But, and they were within 5 points after the missed two-point conversion, playing that miserable. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I know that you were all over this as well. Did McCarthy come back to coach at the end of the game? I thought we got rid of that guy.
Yeah.
Right? Meaning, as a football society, from him, like removed him from Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay. And that was a very McCarthyan move to make at the very end of the game. Wow. Rodgers goes way over because he had to throw the ball on every single play.
Mm-hmm. We almost cashed that name of bets almost cashed. What a quarterbacks combined for 7 touchdowns or more. They got the 6 there.
Yep.
They both go over, nice plus return, both over 2.5 touchdown passes. Adams stays under. Godwin flies over. Evans stays under.
Tonyan ends up with...
Oh!
Here's the thing. Tonyan, and we talked about this on Friday, there was a matchup prop, tight end versus tight end, Tonyan versus Gronk. And so Tonyan was, you know, a small part of the game plan yesterday. He had 4 catches. They threw him the ball 4 times. He caught all of them, right? I think he had that many targets. I'll have to go back, double check. 22 yards and a touchdown. Gronk is shut out of the game completely until late fourth quarter. They throw him, was it a swing pass or a screen? And he takes it 29 yards on the sideline for his one and only catch, and he beats Tonyan in terms of yards.
Mm-hmm. And that's something to look forward to early, because we'll get ready. All these props will be coming here in the next couple of days. That's one to look at. You know what the public will do, because he's a big name. They don't throw to Gronk. He's not a part of the. He's barely a part of the team. He's hardly in there.
Yeah.
They don't throw. Go get his game log, going back the last 5-6 games. Usually has 1 catch and 1 target. Brady doesn't even look at him. He's hardly on the field. But as we said earlier, he ruins it for everybody. Tommy. 4th time, they do a go to a Super Bowl with 2 different teams. They go also the 4th team to win 3 in a row on the road. How about this? How about this tweet? This is just ridiculous. Brady career postseason wins against NFC teams. Look where he's at on the list. On 171. And he's been in the NFC for 1 year. So between his 6 Super Bowls and now 3 wins in this round of the playoffs, look how high he is up the list here. Career postseason wins NFC teams. It's ridiculous. Look at that. It's lunacy. So ridiculous. 43 years old. And the other numbers, too. I mean, you just look at the Super Bowl numbers and the stats. He's got the most passing yards in the Super Bowl, the second most passing yards, the most completions, the second most completions in a game. And see if he can do it again. But you're right. There won't be a shortage of storylines going into this one. Because does Mahomes go back-to-back? Oh, by the way, Tom's the only reason that Pat might not be going for 3.
That's right.
And D4 jumping off sides. Or, of course, you might want to cover Gronk on 3rd and 10. But does Tom get number 7 and do it at 43, or does Mahomes go back to back? And you're right, one might just be in a couple years. Oh yes, no, that's he won his 5th Super Bowl. I mean, it's just ridiculous. But and the other thing, we can put this to bed about who deserves more credit for the success in New England. Well, I know Belichick said they went all in to win Super Bowls and they were in salary cap hell. But I think Bills won 1 playoff game without Brady. And Tom leaves and goes right to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Okay, so the list of great quarterbacks who Brady has kept out of, like winning or now getting to more Super Bowls, is very large, obviously. And I can't get over the fact that he's now going to be playing in his 10th. He beat Breeze and Rodgers the last 2 weeks. They've combined to get at 2. I mean, which is just remarkable.
Yeah.
We could be saying the same thing potentially in 10 years about Mahomes and all these other great quarterbacks that are in the league right now. And look at how many quarterbacks either never could come out of the AFC or could never beat Mahomes in the Super Bowl because he's that good.
Yep. And Mahomes has been to more Super Bowls than Rodgers, Breeze, Steve Young, and Marino. 25 years old. Lunacy. This is lunacy.
Wow.
Yeah, Mahomes will ruin it for everybody too. But I this other tweet was great about the heartache here with Packer fans and getting their hopes up because you only have two rings, but you've had Brett Favre and Rodgers since 1992. I mean, this tweet about, I start to believe again. I get my hopes up. I get disappointed. And you think that get back and four straight losses in the NFC Championship game.
Oh, the excruciating levels of
that's
pain.
Right. That's right.
That the organization has been through. By the way, on Mahomes. So they, yeah, there you go. There's the tweet.
There it is. That's
never-ending cycle.
Yes.
The Chiefs have now played in 7 playoff games with Mahomes. They've scored at least 30 points and averaged 36.2 points in 6 of them. Oh. And they had 19 points through 2.5 quarters of the Browns game before the injury. I got the entire list of playoff games here. I mean, 31, 31, 51, 35, 31, 22, and then yesterday. It's going to be tough.
Yeah.
It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. An early look at the Super Bowl line and how this year's game will be different than any other. Fantasy Sports. Download the app and use the promo code VSIN. And when you sign up to compete for cash prizes each week, don't wait. Sign up now and new customers get a deposit bonus up to $500. That's code VSIN when you sign up. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available to play in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, New Hampshire, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, and West Virginia only. Must be 21 years or older for entertainment purposes only. No results guaranteed. Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. See their website, DraftKings.com/sportsbook, for details. Adam Schefter tweeted this out as the NFC title game was going on yesterday, so we didn't know that the Buccaneers were going to beat the Packers at that point. But he said that Super Bowl teams always arrive in the city of the game 1 week in advance. But this season's participants are not allowed to arrive in Tampa any earlier than the Friday before the Super Bowl. I had no idea. Didn't even know that this was a possibility. Normally, it's a whole to-do, obviously. You get the week of the teams there, the media day, which turned into media night on Monday nights. And he pointed out, had the Rams beaten the Packers last weekend in the divisional round and advanced to play, the NFL would have encountered a situation it never has in history. Sunday's conference title game would have been the first to be played on the same Super Bowl grass field that already has been installed in advance of the big game. So they're not going to get there until next Friday. And then we saw where all the books were opening up the numbers yesterday. And, you know, 3, 3.5. Here's a look at Steve Karp's tweet from across Las Vegas books anyway. The Westgate opened 3.5, 57.5. Will Hill, 3.57. Circa here, -3, -120, and 57. So pretty much the same thing. Very close.
And I like the Chiefs. Although I've been against Tampa the last 2 days, but two games rather, but you want to go against this guy in a big game? I guess you could say it about both. But Mahomes is 25-1 in his last 26 games. Tampa's probably going to have to score mid-30s to win. You saw how he toyed with their defense in the first meeting.
Yep.
Then they relaxed. But he looked fine to me on yesterday. Picking the Bills apart. So, I mean, to the point where they shouldn't even bother to run the ball. Why would they even bother? Just throw every down. You can't run against Tampa anyways.
I'm totally okay with that.
Sure. It's our Hill, Kelsey Hill. Good luck. Stop it. Here I come. You can't sack me. I'm elusive. You know? It's just, this kid's too good. He's too good. And I'll tell you what, if Brady plays like that, they're going to get destroyed. If he turns the ball over and has some silly interceptions, they're going to get carried out.
Well, by the way, I think the Chiefs are going to get more pressure on Brady than the Packers did yesterday, too.
Well, that's another thing. If they put that's Josh Allen back there. He can move.
Yep.
Now, one thing, Josh, you can't take 20-yard losses here.
Oh, my God.
You got to get rid of the ball, Josh. Throw it away. You can't. You're in field goal range. You're driving. You can't take a 20-yard loss. But if they can get pressure like that on a quarterback that can move, what's going to happen against Brady, who's a statue?
Yeah, that's exactly what I think. Now, on the flip side, I think the Buccaneers' defense is going to create pressure on Mahomes, kind of like San Francisco did a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that I'll go back and look at the numbers this week, but I think San Francisco's defense was better last year than the Buccaneers. But they're both very good, obviously. But Fisher, the offensive lineman for the Chiefs, with the Achilles injury.
Sure.
And how big that could obviously be.
Yep.
When you hear Achilles, you're like, I'm probably not going to play. That's a rough one.
Yep.
And by the way, I'm looking across. So the money line, I would suspect, Paulie, this is going to go like pretty much every other Super Bowl where people are going to come and say, just give me Tampa Bay on the money line rather than the points. You might be able to get a pretty decent price on the Chiefs if you wait on the money line. And right now I'm looking at legal sports books across the country. The lowest money line price I can find is -154 on the Chiefs. They're usually in the, at every other book, or $165, as high as 172. And I think it's going to be another one of those deals where
you'll get a low money line on the favorite.
Yep.
Everyone who will come to town will say, give me Tampa to win the game. In the first meeting, also in Tampa, Chiefs won 27-24. It was 17-0 in the first quarter. Mahomes threw for 460. 37 of 49 for 3 touchdowns. Hill had 269. And most of what Brady and the Buccaneers did was in garbage time. And Kelsey had 8 for 82. Great job by you, and also all the viewers tweeting and emailing in saying Kelsey was going to have a big game against the Bills. My God.
Yeah, that one was an easy one yesterday.
That was stealing. But some of that was too easy, though.
Oh, I know.
I mean, you're going to give Hill a 10-yard cushion on 3rd and 4?
Well, that's...
Kelsey wide open over the middle again and again and again?
They approach it like they were open to bending. They don't want to break. No. And then it just, okay. they can kill you in so many ways. It's death by 1,000 paper cuts.
I can't go against Mahomes. I can't do it.
They're too good. He's too lethal.
Yep.
I mean, the Buccaneers at this point, let's be honest here, they're very fortunate to get by the Saints and the Packers. Mm-hmm. Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. I'll look back at the AFC title game from yesterday a little bit more, and we'll play you some of the audio. Man, guys are depressed.
The stars with our big game betting hub, VSiN.com/Super Bowl. We'll be tracking all the key stats for both teams, big game betting trends, line moves, and player stats, so you can easily research your bets for the game and all the props. We were grading them last year as they cashed. The guys did a great job here at VSiN, and get your free big game betting guide with trends, strategies, and data to make the most of all your betting decisions. Get started now, VSiN.com/Super Bowl. Did you see this? Since the start of 2019 with Mahomes, when Kansas City's down at least 9 points or more, they're 10-2 straight up. I mean, come on.
Well, I
10-2 straight up when they're down 9 points or more in a game. Ridiculous.
So that was a very good in-play betting opportunity yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, they were down 9-0. It was a fluky touchdown.
Yeah.
The muff punt inside the 5, and it's right away in the game. And you're looking at, plus 105, plus maybe as high as plus 115, I think I saw out there as well. And before you could even blink again, it's like 21-9 Chiefs. They're a complete machine. And like you said earlier, you thought he looked good. I said this about Kevin Durant after like 2 weeks. I'm like, did this guy miss time because of an Achilles? Really? I mean, Mahomes was actually banged up this week? Didn't really look like it. And he has so many toys and so many weapons, and Reed's a great coach. And you saw the creativity again from Bieniemy and Reed yesterday.
Yep. And you got to be aggressive. And I'm so sick of 1970s guy, take the points, whatever. And this is from Bill Barnwell. The Bills go for it 4th and 1 on the first drive, and they get it. And then 4th and 3, they kick the 51-yard field goal.
Sure.
But then he goes for it 4th and 1 on the first drive, and they get it. But then he kicks field goals 4th and goal from the 2 and 4th and 3 from the 8. You're playing Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. What are you doing? It It's just ridiculous to watch this stuff and just playing not to lose. You know you're going to have to score mid-30s to beat this guy. And you're kicking field goals?
Yep. I thought, honestly, that we were getting beyond this point in the NFL. What he did yesterday, and again, going back to what LaFleur did, it's just, it's mind-numbing stuff.
Yeah.
You kind of become speechless to it at some point.
I couldn't believe it when he trots Crosby out there. I couldn't believe it.
So, by the way, how about this now? And I watched this game from start to finish when they played.
Yeah, he snuck in at the end.
The Chiefs and Buccaneers. And Hill had 200 yards receiving in the first quarter. And that was if you were on the Buccaneers that day, plus 3.5, you got very lucky. It was 27-10 in the fourth quarter. And the Chiefs took their foot off the gas, right? Like you said, Mahomes had 450 yards plus. I don't remember this, though, but this was making the rounds yesterday. At the end of that game, this was going into the Buccaneers bye week, and they were 7-5. Listen to Romo at the end of the broadcast.
Do you want me to make a slight guess here?
Yes, sir.
I think there's a better than good chance. I don't know what even that percentage is that these two are going to be here in Tampa.
Wow.
Today's
both
the first
sides
time.
Of it.
I thought Tampa Bay had a very uphill battle to climb. Now I think they're in the discussion after they evolved this offense today as the game was unfolding and Brady was getting upset.
Well, he expanded on that after they played it on air yesterday about he felt that they saw something there and they were starting to come together as an offense. Because with no practice and no camp with Brady and getting on the same page in chemistry, and he felt that they found something late in that game, and he said, well, okay, watch out for Tampa moving forward. And then
how about that? That's a better observation than the actual prediction that they could make the Super Bowl. That by watching and observing in person, something clicked, like, okay, that second half, they're going to be trouble in the NFC. And they got there. Now, again, the other game, and we'll put up this, is there really something to this potentially?
Well, I wasn't there. But people who were there and cover the team and know Aaron Rodgers all said this feels like he's saying goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't see much of the press conference. I just saw the two highlights about I don't know what's next and this hurts and all this other business. But people who cover the team and know him participated in it, said it felt like he was saying goodbye.
Yeah, we'll give you a portion of that here.
From here. I mean, you kind of hit on some of the realities a minute ago. So how do you go on from here? How do you take the next step?
Yeah, Bill, that's a good question. I don't know. I really don't. There's a lot of unknowns going into this offseason now. And I'm going to have to take some time away for sure and clear my head and just kind of see what's going on with everything. But it's pretty tough right now, especially thinking about the guys that may or may not be here next year. There's always change. That's the only constant in this business.
So, again, I would ask you, after watching him for the last decade, how many times has he looked or sounded like that?
Right.
I can recall, I talked to him at the Pro Bowl years ago. It was after the Cardinals lost in overtime in the playoffs, where it was like 51-45. The next week at the Pro Bowl, my very first question to him was, how long does a loss like that stick with you? Because, you know, fans and whatever, it means more to fans than players because they can't get over losses for, you know, weeks, months, years, whatever. Rodgers said, maybe a day, and then I'll move on. And he had a smile on his face. And he's always been, like, kind of upbeat at the end of the year. And I think Rodgers thought to himself this year, like, this was my season. We got the one seed. People got to come through Green Bay. He always had that smile on his face, like, yeah, this is going to be it. I'm getting back for the second time. And I firmly believe that he thought that that was going to be the case. And then to lose like that, and now, like, Aaron Jones is probably gone. I don't see him coming back. They're going to lose some other key players of the team, obviously. And then you saw this tweet, and this was a talking point after the game from Pro, and it's something I never really considered until he sounded like that mopey yesterday.
Well, they're trying to force him out. I mean, you draft a quarterback? But, yeah, he tweeted Pro Football Talk, top destinations next year, 49ers, Patriots, Steelers, Raiders, Colts, Saints. Who knows what happens? But if he says, that's it, I want to go somewhere else, or the Packers say, okay, it'll be Jordan Love time, you know, what are you going to do?
That's
the other thing. You lose the game at home. Brady throws three interceptions and a half. They don't have Winfield, and they also don't have Antonio Brown.
That's right.
It was handed to you on a platter.
It was.
You still lose the game.
Yep. So out of those teams next year, if you wanted to bet on it right now.
Oh, this is good. This is going to be good. Yeah, yeah. Rodgers, Roethlisberger, Stafford's
going to be available.
Where these guys are going to wind up. Watson. Yep. I think Watson's played his last game in Houston.
The more we progress into the year, I think that's going to be the case.
And it'd be great for the league if he goes to the Jets. Watson. We'll see what happens. But who knows what. You know, that's the other thing. Hello, Nesson. Do you want to give up the 15th overall pick for Stafford? I wouldn't do it, but that's on the table.
Sure. Or other teams, like, you know, in the 20s or whatever, to trade
Colts,
for him.
Colts, maybe, yeah.
Possibility. Right. I could imagine. So Rodgers is from he's from Chico. So the Niners there with that angle. And they had the number one pick when he came out of the draft. If he would be the quarterback on the Niners next year, where I think they're 15-1, with everybody coming back from the injury and Shanahan as the coach.
Forget about it. I'm going to toot my own horn. And it's, you know, the videos are unbelievable. But it's a top five win-lose coming up. Unbelievable videos and all the UFC props that cashed. You won't believe some of the huge payouts and all the big bets this weekend on the two championship games. Straight ahead, follow the money. A new offer for new customers, $100. Deposit $100, promo code BET200, and you'll get $200 in free bets only at BetRivers Sportsbook. Never been easier and better than this. Reliable app, easy sign-up process, and deposit match that lets you bet with house money first. As always, get a $250 match bonus, fast payouts, one-time playthrough at BetRivers. Your hometown book must be 21. Playable in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Playable in New Jersey is Play Sugar House. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Let's get nuts. Time for
rough night, good night. How does it make you feel? Follow the Money Looks Back so we can learn for today and win some, lose some. Let the education commence.
Yeah, like the new music.
Solid. Not bad.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, bad beats. Man City, Cheltenham Town under 3.5. 1-0 in the 81st minute. Man City puts 3 in late, including one with the 94th minute 3-1 final. How about the Oilers game? Oh, they were tweeting at us left and right. The Oilers plus a goal and a half and under 5.5. The Maple Leafs scored with 1 second left. 4-2 final with the empty net. Put it over and they covered the puck line. Give me a break. How about the first half under in the NFC game? First half under 26.5. The king buffoonery, Miller, touchdown, goes over as a result. Give me a break.
I mean, that's complete, because the Packers have the ball. Like, worst case, you're thinking maybe they go down there and settle for a field goal attempt that they could miss, and then all of a sudden, all hell breaks loose.
Yep, and you mentioned it. Tonyan, there was a viewer who had this. Tonyan minus 150, more yards than Gronk. Tonyan, 4 receptions for 22. Gronk, late in the game, the screen, 1 for 29.
I like the bet.
Yeah, of course. How did Evans stay under?
So I got lucky with that one.
I gave out 63 on the air and played it. And then it went up when Brown was ruled out.
Yep.
Oh, he's got 40 in the first quarter. Plus, he has 2 big drops. He finishes 3 for 51.
I can't believe I won that bet.
That's crazy. Yep. How about the Brad Powers tweet? How about this beat? Did you see this? Cleveland State had a 99% chance of winning and lost. They're up 13 with a minute 50. They got beat by 1 in overtime. KenPom, Milwaukee's win was the least likely of the entire season so far. Yeah, I guess. You're down 13 with a minute 50? You lost the game? Give me a break. Bad for the books. Ivalov opened $4, closed $7.50 at William Hill UFC. He won by decision. Muradov, 135 up to 195. AFC game over. Open 50.5 at DraftKings and here at Stations. Bet up to 55.5. Chuck Edel with another winner and another total. Win some. Here we go. Pena by submission plus 535. 14-1 to win in round 3 here in Circa.
Wow.
Rodriguez to win in round 2 at Circa. 17-1 by knockout. 11-1.
Well, that was the parlay buster for a lot of people.
Well, that's what, yeah. And then this kid to beat Roundtree, 6-1 by decision, plus 320 to go in the distance. Roundtree was a big favorite. The Muradov guy also to win in round three, 10-1. 200,000 on Poirier at William Hill.
Oh, man, were the big bets coming in on that fight.
The guy also who put 200,000 on Poirier rolled it over on Tampa plus 3.5. He was plus 1650 to win in round two. He was 6-1 to beat McGregor by knockout. He was plus 450 to win inside the distance. Chandler to win inside the distance against Hooker, plus 340. Chandler to win by knockout, plus 485. To win in round one, 7-1. Rodriguez to win inside the distance, 8-1. Lose some. Roundtree, $3 up to $4. No Zidi. Rebus, 280 up to $4 lost. McGregor, 270 up to 330. He was finished. No good there. Some of the big bets all over town. Two $500,000 bets on the Buccaneers plus the points at William Hill and MGM. And the big one was the guy rolled it over after he had Poirier for $200,000.
Well, there was, have a weekend.
Yeah, $800,000 on Chiefs money line and $705,000 on Chiefs money line. Some of the big bets around town. Let's go to the videos. This is an all-timer. I've seen this before. We've never played it on the show. Crank up the volume. Look at that.
We miss her too.
That's a husky, like a human weeping at the gravesite.
Oh, yeah.
For the owner.
I've seen it.
Oh my God, that is powerful. Look at him. Look at him. He can't get. He's.
Oh, he's totally distraught.
Oh, I know. How much the dog's crying and weeping there. That is unbelievable video. Like this one too. Sent in from a viewer. Thank you. I'll get the gal's name in a second. This is from CBS News. This is in Turkey. The dog's owner had to go to the hospital. He shows up every... The family, like, where's the dog? We can't find him. He waits outside the hospital every day. So the family comes back and gets the dog. It's the time to come home. And the dog escapes. It goes right back and waits outside the hospital. And there's the payoff where he finally gets out. The dog would sit out there and wait every day because he's like, I know he went to the hospital. Where is he? That's unbelievable. How good is that video?
Oh, man's best friend,
the
man.
The family has to come to the hospital. Where'd he go? Well, there he is. He's sitting outside waiting every single day. They bring him back. He goes right back to the hospital. Couple of lose some. This is very good. The guy's driving around the neighborhood with the, he just says, what are we doing? It's January 22nd. Look at all the Christmas lights still up. We talked about this last week on the show. Come on. House doing? After house.
Oh, it was like, the first house. There you go. There's another one.
Like, just, what are we doing?
Well, Paul, I can tell you right now, walking the dogs in the new neighborhood, there are at least two homes, with their Christmas trees still up. Oh, and they probably display them, by the way. Windows open, doors open. Look at us, huh? Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Well, today it's the 25th. The guy was driving by on the 22nd. And one more sent in from a viewer. This was at the Gulfstream over the weekend at the Pegasus Cup.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, here's the feeling good all the time, but the guy's at the kiosk and he drops his ticket and he bends down to pick up the ticket. He has the ticket. No problem there. And then once ensues, oh, boy.
Well, he just loses his balance. I mean,
he's way off. And now you're going to the left. And boom. Right to the wall, and the chair saves him. Yeah, the chair saves him. He's going to go on his ass. There you go, win-lose. Oh, incredible. The UFC card with all the dogs and all the crazy finishes. Nuts. That thing was nuts what happened.
Well, plus Howard finished.
Oh, sure.
With McGregor going down in defeat again.
I wish, you know, it's easy to say now, and, you know, I don't want to be do it after the fact, but I was talking a book before the show, and we got into it a little bit Friday. What was with McGregor all week? Hey, you know, he's shaking Poirier's hand, and hey, this is great. He's always I can't say it on the air, but he's always a prick, and you know how he is, talking trash.
A little feisty, yeah.
Yeah, he was the exact opposite. He was all, this is great to be back. I love the fans, the opportunity. We'll see what's next for me. And it's like he lost his edge, which some of it I don't blame him. When you make $100 million or more, for the Mayweather fight, and then you get proper 12, and God knows Dana White says that he's printing money with that whiskey that he has.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he didn't have it.
And what did we say on Friday? Like, every person who we talked to said, yeah,
what is
McGregor by KO, McGregor by inside distance, and I'm like, okay, it's scaring me off. I liked him in the fight. I didn't bet it because I got scared off of it. Not until Friday night or Saturday did I finally hear people say, I like Poirier. McGregor is a total fade. He's in the middle of the downslide right now. And they were telling me, this is
time off, too.
Yeah, you're getting ahead of it right now. Like, I could tell you, I could be on the air right now and tell you, well, now is the time to fade McGregor. That would be late to the party. The people who I talked to who got it right and bet a lot of money on Poirier on Saturday, they were spot on over the weekend saying, no, McGregor's in the middle of that slide as we speak. You need to be betting against him all the time. Now is the time. We've seen this before. We've been giving gifts with this guy because people love him so much that you always get these great prices on the other side. And it was a big talking point after he lost. Can you actually believe that we had Mayweather a chance? It was the betting lifetime of an opportunity 4 years ago.
It was. Dan Wetzel, since 2016, McGregor's 3-3 in the UFC, including a very close decision over Nate Diaz and 0-1 as a boxer. You know, between all that time off and getting the money, maybe he lost the edge, the hunger. Who knows? But Poirier said it afterwards. He goes, early on, this is just another guy.
Yeah.
Like, just I realized he's not immortal. So there's no problem.
Sure.
There's the Wetzel tweet. Yep. And there were several $100,000 bets all over the country on McGregor that were coming in fast and furious. And those are a coaster.
And by the way, maybe I'm wrong on that. Maybe when he fights again, and he will in some sort of way or fashion, right? The price will be, maybe it's going to be inflated all the time when he hops in the octagon or in the ring. Just because he has that backing and he has that fan base who the public loves him.
Yeah. And I'll give you another one. Win some.
I don't want to see him. If he takes on Khabib again. There's no way that can be
a fight. There's no reason to put that on. I'll give you another one. Win some. You have to watch the Tiger two-part special on HBO.
I've heard great things.
I watched it over the weekend. Awesome. Awesome. And there's a part, they do it. I forgot about this. The National Enquirer, there's video of the Perkins waitress. The National Enquirer, how can I say this?
You can't.
Took evidence from their encounter in a parking lot. I'll just say it that way. And they're like, okay, we got you. And they called his team. We have the evidence. Okay, we'll come and get you. And then they caught Yucatel in Australia. And then it was all up for grabs. And it came crashing down. But it's like, we know a guy who worked with Tiger Woods, and we met him, and he's telling the story. He'd go over to Tiger's house, and he goes, you spend the night, go in that room. And there's dogs excrement everywhere. He goes, oh, I'll just pick another room. And he goes into that room, and there's urine in that room. It's just like, there's like 20 rooms. He's like, pick another room. Think they wouldn't clean it? You can't get new carpet? It was just, these guys are telling us a story about going to Tiger's mansion. It's like, this is just a weird guy. He's like, I can't explain it. He's just a weird guy, though. It's like, there's he has puppies. He doesn't take care of the place. He's out with the Perkins waitress. I mean, what?
He's a strange guy.
Yeah.
The story.
They have video of the Navy SEAL stuff.
Oh, I can't wait to see that.
They have video of him shooting guns and going in there. And that's when he got hurt, because they're like, just work the leg.
Yeah.
Go to work on his leg when they're training. They're just kicking him in his knee.
When Wright Thompson wrote that piece years ago on it.
Couldn't believe it.
I think that was the first time it was ever told. I'm reading that. I had to read some of that about the Navy like three or four times. I'm like, what?
The caddy, Williams, is telling the story. Tiger tells him in the plane ride. He goes, I think I'm done. I want to be a Navy SEAL. And he's like, what? You're going to be the greatest golfer of all time. What are you talking about, Navy SEAL? He goes, I want to give it a shot.
Michael Lombardi in about 10 minutes. And who knows what the most impressive Tom Brady stat is, but this one certainly qualifies. We'll be right back.